All right, so we have here Beverly Peterson. You want to ask your question, Beverly?
Hey, darling, how you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Well, good. What you know?
I was wondering, can soil that's been depleted be remineralized by covering it with a thick layer of wood chips?
Repatriation takes more than wood chips.
What else does it take?
Something more. Why don't you describe your goal, and maybe you can, instead of getting a circular, can't get an answer, okay, you can actually get somewhere. Tell us exactly your accomplished, lacking want.
Okay, well, I want to grow some vegetables that are full of vitamins and minerals. And I came across this method of covering the soil with a thick layer of wood chips. And over time, if it rains and the wood chips dissolve and go into the ground, it remineralizes.
No, it does not. It does not. It leaches the tannins out of it and the rotting. Just get you some sewage, some manure. Get you some sheep manure and some water. Pour the sheep shit and water in your garden. That's what you water your garden with, is take the manure in a big old barrel and let water sit in it. And then dip that out and water your plants with it. That'll be good. Got a lot of nitrogen and it'll make it pretty. It's good.
Will that keep the soil from getting compact over the summer?
Well, you do that by tilling. You aerate the soil. That's what that's about.
Yeah.
But see, the aeration is, the compaction is good because it concentrates the radiation, and that's what you're really trying to get.
It concentrates the radiation?
Yeah, you want more radiation. You don't have enough yet. But that's all coming. Don't worry, darling. We're going to put the G in GMO, baby.
Well, you go for it.
Yeah, germanium.
Germanium? Is that a mineral?
Germanium. It is a radioactive material.
That's what you're going to put in the soil?
Yeah, or we're going to put it in wood chips that you're going to leach into the soil. That'd be all right. Yeah, we'll put the radiation in the wood chips and then put that on the soil. And then when it leaches down, yeah. Okay. Never mind. Good. You got it good. Perfect. Go back to the wood chips. You'll see. It's all good. Bang it. That's good. Perfect. You solved the problem. That's great. That's so good. We're so happy. That's it. You're going to like that. Very good. Now, when that tomato costs £9, you'll know what happened.
Is the water in vegetation the same as living water?
Nope, not at all.
Can the human digestive tract break down vegetation enough to access any vitamins or minerals that might be in it?
Nope, there aren't any anymore.
What if there were vitamins?
If there were dirt minerals, would already be in your system. You wouldn't have to go chase them. They would not be elusive. They would already be. See, your filter, your body, is what knows what is. And so now you're lacking for it, and they say you're longing for it. And rah, 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 rah. Well, the reason being is you purified yourself to death.
Huh.
You need some nasty, honey. You need some nasty. You don't got enough nasty. Give you some nasty in your life. See, Bob's washed all the goodness out of his hands already.
Can you suggest a nasty fruit that I should put in my body?
Sewage is nice. All kinds.
Yeah,
okay. That's what you're asking for. Those are the minerals that you're trying to get to. But then that's nasty. Ew, no, not ew. That's what you're digging for. That's why you're having to have GMA stuff. That's good. And what little gap he's going to not do next, if he's not going to do a gap. And then that's why you have GMAs anyway, because the GMAs turn around and tell you something. They try to explain something that you need to know something about something. And then you start pining for these things that you don't know, and then you know what you do know. Then you figure that was no things out. And when you get the no things, then you got the yes things, and then the no things, and the yes things don't make a thing at all. So you won't be begging for the night angel of death to come and visit.
How about meat? Can our digestive tract break down meat to get the vitamins and minerals out of it?
Sure, it can if the meat's got any minerals in it, but what that food is basically going to give you is some good lipids. So that's okay.
How about protein from meat? Can we use that?
Yes, we say you should.
The stuff in realign, is that essentially the same thing that we get from meat?
No. The taurine and some of the other things help in the cleanup process. You've got a lot of cleanup to do. A lot of people. Now, we're not even preaching to the compromised ones. Sometimes we do, but we normally don't care enough about the compromised ones. We say you're going to be dead soon enough anyway, so why waste the good juju on dead people? I mean, you wouldn't fill prescriptions for dead people, would you? So there's no reason wasting perfectly good complement formulas on dead people. So, you know, just sweep the dead and bury them, put them in the ground, and don't worry. Hey, I know, put some dead people in your garden. Maybe that'll fertilize them. Give them the completement formulas, and then chop them up and lay them in your garden and cover them with lime and with wood chips, and you'll have a great. That's great. Then you might have a good source of amino acids, too. Sprinkle a little lysine in them. That'd be nice. So fertilize your garden with dead people. That's the ticket. That's, well, gosh, we should have thought of that all along. That's wonderful. So anyway, you then come back and you go, wait a second. Doesn't matter how it is. It's like, well, now what are we going to do? So there's your rub, darling.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Well, it's not, oh dear, it's good. It's fine. It's no problem.
You're telling her to get a nasty in her life. What's a nasty?
Oh, she like you, Bob. She's washing her hands too much.
So she needs to have some nasty.
No, I don't.
She says she don't, Bob. Aha. Uh-huh.
Are you quoting Zappa? She knows she's 13 years old and she knows how to nasty. That's on the Absolutely Free album.
Yeah, we rarely quote it, but, you know.
I know, but you did there. Do you mean nasty in that sense or in some other way?
That one would, however, drolly also apply.
I put a lot of hand lotion on my hands.
Beverly Peterson, she's 45 and knows how to nasty. You got to have a song.
There you go. Get the nasty. Get the nasty. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
hey, Roxy will make a YouTube out of you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
That'd be nice. Do the nasty. Dun, 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 dun. Do the nasty. Yeah. There you go. Do the nasty. That's it. That might be fun.
Okay.
We like it. That's good, Bob.
I did that little salt circle thing that you told me to do.
Yes. Tell us. Report.
Okay.
Wait, Bob, make a note. 638, salt circle. Okay, go ahead.
Salt circle.
Okay. I definitely noticed a shift, but the result wasn't what I
know. Go back up. Bob's making notes. He has not one living clue what the hell you're talking about. Cause he was aware of the conversation when it happened to him. But that was a long time ago. That was more than 30 minutes ago.
I remember the conversation. I didn't take in the details, but if I remember you giving her something, some ritual.
Yeah.
So what happened in it, Beverly?
I did what Ion told me to do and stepped out of the circle, and I noticed a little shift.
Yes. See, if you notice any shift at all, it's unbelievable. Because, see, it's so subtle. You would really have no way to know or gauge a bias or basis. So you were looking for it to even notice it at all was huge. Bob shifts in and out of worlds and doesn't even know it. When he goes to bed and wakes up in a whole other world and wonders why everybody's cross with him today. He's like, well, I don't even know what I did. I don't even know where I am. And stop screaming at me. Who the hell are you? Get out of my house. You're not even supposed to be in here. Carolyn, who are these people? Get in. And Carolyn's not even there. And then he's like, I'm going back to bed. Enough with all this. And back to bed he goes. And he gets up and everything's normal. So that you noticed anything is astounding. So that's good.
Okay. Okay, good.
Now, did not tell Bob the rest of it so he can make good notes. If it's good for his personal relations. They say Bob is not with the little people. They say that Bob is on a higher echelon. They say that he thinks he's above and better than everybody else. They say that he is just beyond reachable. So this is his opportunity to reach down to the little people and engage with them. So make sure you tell him what's going on, because he really needs this interaction. We're trying to help his campaign.
Should I describe the process to him?
Yes, and what you were doing and what we told you to do and how it was.
Okay.
No, just describe. So you had a shift and you're not satisfied. It wasn't a big enough shift, so that's that, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Would I shift more if I did it again?
Well, you try it. Find out. Don't ask
us. Okay.
There he went right back to the throne. Look, there he went right to the throne. Do it yourself. Don't ask me. Who are you?
Yeah.
Get out. Who are you? Get out. Get out. Get out. See, there he goes. It only lasted a minute. Lucidity is fleeting for Bob these days. But we've got him on the drops now, so we're hoping for a better shift any day now. It's going to be good. He doesn't know we've got a thought circle under the outline of his bed right now, that he goes in and out of all the time. He doesn't even know it, so it's okay.
Well, my imagination gets carried away. But I was worried that I might undo what I did or something.
Now, listen, though, that's good to note. The note that you could, because you absolutely could. Many people do it, and then they learn how to do it, and then they're doing it all over the place and messing up, doing all kinds of stuff. They're in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, and they get themselves crossed. That's the essence of schizophrenia, you know. But that's another conversation. So it's good to be aware, cognizantly aware of your environment, because it can help you sometimes piece the pieces back together. Now, Bobbins can get you back. He's the rare part of any gift that he really doesn't have any gifts, but if he had a gift, that would be a good gift to have to be able to help people get back, if that was the case. Now, he doesn't have that, but if he did have that, it would be good to use that for that thing. But since he doesn't have that, I guess it really wouldn't matter whether he did or didn't at this stage of the game. But potentially, he has the quorum to be something pretty wonderful one day, but we're still working with our Bob. We'll work with him a little longer. It's all good. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, Beverly, yeah, very good. I think you got answers, and you can work with it and move on.
That was great fun. Now, you can add some more if you want some more, honey.
No, we got to move on. We'll come back to her, maybe.
Rolling. Come on, quickie. Let's have a quickie. We like quickies.
In somewhere in the Revelation series, Bob mentioned that the Bible has a punchline. But he didn't go into it, and I was wondering if you would tell us now what the punchline of the Bible is.
No, we can't give you that. Genesis.
It's Genesis. Genesis.
Genesis.
You end up in Genesis. Yeah, that's the punchline. Yeah, that's where you end up, paradise.
And they're loaded dice, but there is a pair of dice.
Okay, that's it.
All right, so thank number you. 510... you're welcome. We've called on you before, 510. Are you going to speak? 510-910. I'll give out the whole number if you don't fucking speak up.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, we'll just call you. That's how we fix that and make your phone not ring. A lot of people got phones that don't ring. You want to join them? We'll get you one of them. And then you can't connect. And then every time you answer it, they can hear it, but it'll be somebody else, a different conversation. But, you know, please yourself.
Okay, this is Martin.
Slogger.
Oh, you're Slogger. Sorry.
Slogger Scorsese. Slogger Scorsese. All right.
Okay, we'll move on to the next person, Slogger. 208, that's Andrea. Are you Andrea or Phoenix?
So last night, Ion worked on me to merge them, so we're trying to work on that with the Zeus, Epsilon, and Delta.
Okay. Right.
And I was wondering, with the foundation that he was talking about with the Zeus, Epsilon, and Delta with a 33 degree, if that was the Doric base, what is going to be the cap?
Oh, Ion dropped off. No, Ion's here. No, wait. Well, why is he blocked? That's odd. Sorry, Ion.
You muted us. That's what's wrong. You muted us. That's what you did. You went bloop, and we said, don't go bloop. I mean, you went bloop anyway. And it was like, we will take it down. And then poor Bill hadn't even got the last thing fixed before we blowed it up last time. And then the bloat engine had to go, well, okay. But he stopped it. Okay, the Doric base is plain, but it's not that. It's like a Doric base. It's not a Doric base. And the top is a Corinthian acanthus leaf capital with three rows. Okay. Church of God, gold, dorade, ormolude.
And in the three rows, is there 33 degrees within the three rows, or is that different?
Yes.
Yes, it's different, or yes, it's within the three rows?
Yes, it's within 33 degrees of each other.
Of each other.
Yeah. But, you already got that, but you're just confirming. We get that.
Absolutely. Now, within the 64 degrees also of the 8 times 8 of the 64, within that, the 33 degrees, is that?
Cubed root of 64.
Okay. And does that actually...
Don't ask that, because we'll answer it. You don't want that. What you really were trying to come to is how you connect those, not the distance between them. It's the connection with them. Because in the connection with them, then you're going to be able to apply a base. Right now, you can't get a pi or a cosine equivalent to the arc of the wave. Of the pitch variant degree between the degrees of the levels and the acanthus leaf capital. But if you do the inclusion part rather than the exclusion of how far they are apart, you'll be able to fill that space between, and you can actually even divide pocket dimensions within a level with the level from tip to tip to tip.
With the emergence.
You got that. We'll do it again if you want us to. You got that?
No, I do have that, the inclusion there.
Yay, that's wonderful. Mom, she's a quick study. We like this. And then she comes back for more, and she cleans that up, and then she comes back for more. We like this. It's good. Palmer, we're learning something. It's a good day.
Thank you. And with the two stones, now is it the 16 as in the number, or is it 16 as the Sistine Chapel?
Both apply. Good, because you can run that, you can extrapolate that to two ends. Two ends to the middle is both sides. Both sides includes the number of 16 and 15, which is what the number goes into. So 16 will go into the Sistine Chapel 16 times. Good.
And how does that connect to the Silicon Valley through the Vogel crystal?
Not the Vogel crystal. It is the psyllium, the silica and the quartz. For the cloud representation. The cloud covers both. Now, the Silicon Valley is going to be obfuscated. That's going to be gone. That will be fleeting. But the representation had to be laid up, just like the Black Death and the Gutenberg Galaxy. They had to make a printing press so we could stop talking. Bob, if you don't get this, you're going to be woefully sorry one day. They had to invent the Gutenberg Galaxy to be able to obfuscate it so we could go back to OMG, what's the BFD. And now if you listen to people asking questions, you're very thorough and precise with how you speak and talk and collect and all that kind of stuff. It's well thought out. You listen to some people and they're not even direct. You think that all right, Iron? We're like, what the fuck was that? How in the world did you get that in the first place? And then you kind of go, okay, it's the land of the living. That's where we got into. So this is what we're talking about from the points that connect. This is the reason you had to obfuscate it so you could come back to it. Otherwise, without that mess up or that LaRouchean experience, however droll, for a Marshall McLuhan to come say, well, we don't know what thinking thought that thought thunk that would allow us to know something anyway. You're so ridiculous. You know, who are you? You shouldn't even be speaking to me. And I wouldn't speak to me either. And those ridiculous little cliched archetypes that now become the means. Bob, hit the Skype button. It's too loud again. Then you come back to say, oh, okay, that's how this applies. Now, when it applies, then it has to come back to a knowing. When it comes back to a knowing, this is what you're trying to overcome. When you overcome it, that's how you knew you overcame it, because you came to it. When you came to it, that's how you could find it in the first place. Isn't this wonderful? How very wonderful for you.
Thank you, Ion. I appreciate that.
Yummy.
And the periodic table is also changing, and that's one of the
sites.
Yes.
Yes.
How, with the elements of Earth, how are we going to put that in the holocaust?
Okay, you won't. Here's how it's going to happen there. Now, notice how sometimes we stop you before you finish the question. We do that on purpose so that you will have an easy time sorting it out. Basically, if you don't put too many markers, if you don't have any commas, it all runs together, and it kind of loses it. So your periodic table is going to change. So actually, the elements that you said were in the chart, they are not there. Iron isn't iron. Okay, lead isn't lead. All those things are based on atomic weights and numbers and how they proceed into themselves. It's kind of like H197. They go, oh, that doesn't. Oh, no, that has a half-life. Well, we say everything has a half-life. You're just not aware of it. So now what happens is, to answer your question, see how we cut you off so you wouldn't go too far down the rabbit hole? Because we went too far down the rabbit hole. We're just basically explaining what we're not telling you. If we're going to explain what we're not going to tell you, we might as well be clear about it, we say. So here's the clear thing. Is those elements that you're saying are going to change, they're not going to change. They never really were. They were dim examples of the pornographic version of Quetus. They're not even real. So to shift them back to what they are is no problem. It's a very simple, 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 simple process. And it's already begun. That's what's happening now. They're finding it all over the place. Well, this is that. No, this is that. Newtonian law. Who the hell's Newton? There's no sin. Oh, Fig Newton. Yeah, there's Fig Newton. There is Fig Newton. But Sir Isaac Newton, who is that ridiculous astrologer? He's somebody just trying to make names for himself. Ain't nothing going on there. How ridiculous. Okay, that's the answer to that question. Now the next one.
With the half-type, how does that also go with the half-step? If it's not elements and if it's not frequency, what is it?
Ion dropped off, I think. Ion dropped off. Hopefully be right back.
We never left. We were saying the whole thing. We explained the whole thing down the end. You put us on mute again.
No, I didn't. You dropped off.
I got it.
You better get that.
Andrew's claiming she heard it.
That.
You heard you.
But you got some of it. Tell us the word that stopped, and we'll go from there forward. It's an hour's worth.
And how, with the waterfall effect of these columns, with the connection point of the cap and the base, what is going through the columns?
The ribs. 8 ribs on the column.
Now, is that actually in reference to our meat sacks in this reality at all in those ribs, or is it a completely different?
Well, this house of flesh is but a prison. Bars of bones, oh my soul.
And when you come to the bones of your soul, what happens when they turn into butterflies?
You open a window. You open a window. The heart opens a window.
Okay.
The doors of clay are going to burst wide open. That's what will happen. That's pretty good.
Yes,
I've got a Vesta Goodman song, The Holy Heels. You should play that. It'll be good. It's not for everybody, but you'll like it.
Thank you, Ion. With the Holy Heels, how does that apply to the obedient mulberry tree?
Potassium chloride.
And how does the faith increase when you open the window?
Chelated zinc.
And does that go back to the key as in a key, K-E-Y or a K-A-Y?
Within the airs, K-E-Y.
Back to the trust with 4 people involved. If the trust is involved with the power of 4 over the money in this reality, how does it affect the realm? If we let go of the money in this reality, even if it's a trust of a power of four, and we let go of that money and restrictions here in this reality, how does it help us in the other realms when we open up the windows of faith?
It's the distance between zinc sulfate and zinc oxide. Because, Steve, a lot of those kind of things that you're talking about, like in the trust, they're not easily absorbed. You can't get it into the meat sack. What we do is we attach it to something else. See, we chelate it. We chelate, add it to an amino acid. And once you get the amino acid, once you get it inside, you break it down small enough so you can use it. If you get enough lysine within that base, then the base turns into something that can be absorbed. Once it's absorbed, the trust of four becomes four-part rhythm. Four-part rhythm in the fa sol la, harmonically making a convergence. The convergence then moves. When it once moves, then it opens up the lymphatic system. Then all of a sudden, the hypothalamus is engaged in. You're off to the races. And it affects you in every world from that position, however juxtaposable.
And how do we stay connected within that convergence?
Don't use zinc citrate.
And how does that show up in other ways in this reality?
Fuzzy-headedness.
We don't want to be hot messes, right?
Sometimes. Well, it's fine. I mean, if it's going to include makeup sex, that's okay. But it rarely does.
So when the makeup sex doesn't work anymore in this reality, and the four-part trust shatters...
No, you're asking the question, as we say, there is makeup sex, and it does apply. And if it's not applying, then you have to look at a different way, because that becomes the physical animation of a proclivity part of living, okay? So coitus is something you would include in your conversation, just because. And you can separate yourself from it, but it won't be as pleasant.
So that's how we open up the windows from the heart.
Good. That's all good. That's good. And if that don't work, you can always toss the salad.
I do like tossing salad every once in a while.
Oh, how nice. See how pro-social of you.
Very nice. Extra dressing.
That's pretty good. Don't use syrup, though. Sometimes that's too sweet. But it's all fine.
It's just a little bit of sweet tea on a Sunday morning.
There you go.
Is there any other information in the deoxification of the waterfalls? Because
11:44:8. 11:44:8. And also your roots are off. The roots of what they tap to, the tap root, like sassafras root. Look up sassafras root, where it's found, where it grows, where it is. Look at the tap root, see how far it goes, see what's in the main line of a sassafras root, how it applies to the meat sack body, what's in sassafras, it's good for you. That runs to the waterfall, not from it. Sassafras grows to the waterfall, not from it. So you're interested in the things that go to the waterfall, not from it. The water flows away from the waterfall. That's not what you're interested in. It's what comes to it. That's it.
Perfect. Thank you. That'll give me more research. I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.
Yum, yum, yummy, yummy, yum, yum, yum. And hey, let's do some good out there today.
What kind of good would you suggest?
Something from Hill Street Blues.
Is there anything else you would like to suggest?
Peridot.
I do love Peridot. Thank you. From New Orleans.
Absolutely. That's right. But now be careful now. Don't you get in no conjures now. Be aware you're too powerful to start all that shit. Don't go to conjuring yet. We'll help you. Because we don't want you to get something blowed up. We don't want you blowing up something. And you come back and say, I blowed up the West Coast. Will you help us? And we're going to giggle. Because we're going to be tickled shitless. It's going to be just fine with us. And you don't you go crying, man. We got clinics, so we'll dab your tears if you blow up something you don't want to. But we're just saying, be mindful of it and slow down a little bit. Because you're doing very well. Just slow down a little bit and bask in it. Soak in the tub a little bit longer. There's no hurry. There's no rush. There's nothing to get done. You're never going to get through with this. It's fine. It's called living. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's fun.
Okay.
It is.
So,
thank you.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, so let's bring in, I think this is Darius.
Oh, yeah, well, sorry about that. We'll put it down. We didn't mean to. Let's go.
No, no, Darius did, but not there. Oh. Okay, Block.
Oh, Bart's learning how to talk. Bart's learning how to talk right. We're so glad.
Okay, so Blocked or Anonymous, I've just been muting and unmuting your thing. You should hear that.
Blip.
What's your name?
Ophelia.
Okay, go ahead, Ophelia.
Ophelia. That's the one you call Olive sometimes, Bob.
Yeah.
Remember? You remember that's the one you call Olive sometimes? Yeah. He's making a reference to Gene.
Gene?
Okay, what
I am?
Yeah, Gene. Walter's cow.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead, Ophelia.
Olivia was in that show, too, with Gene. Remember?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay. And Nina? Okay, remember Nina? Remember Nina, Bob? Remember Nina? She had a gimpy arm. Remember her?
Yeah, I knew her boyfriend in Toronto.
Oh,
her boyfriend in the 70s.
You pro-sexual, you. Let's get you. You do something else. Nice. Okay.
I'm pro-sexual.
Now, on with the show. On the sound. Yeah, pro-sexual. Like a socio-prosexualness. A socio-prosexualness. That's nice.
Yeah.
We're going to clean up your get you there.
Okay,
yeah.
Ophelia,
okay.
Go ahead.
Now, Ophelia, we got to move on with the show now, darling. So we'll set Bob on the mantle.
Okay,
you bob your little head, Bob.
Yes,
Bob your little head. And you come in and ask us a few questions, darling. Let's play. Did you want the full Monty? Did you want the full frontal or just a little bit? Which one you want?
Oh, what I'm trying to say is, under normal circumstances, when you wake up, you might find some sandy things around your bed. But this time, something else showed up. It's a piece of small stone, about half a cm in size. I just want to find out from you where it comes from. You could get explain more details about this little piece.
Ophelia, adjust the microphone on your telephone. Make sure it's perfect.
Can you hear me now?
Call me on your cell phone. Oh, yeah, that was another phone.
Yeah, we can hear you, but you're blurry and it's hard to make out. Why would you be blurry? Put it off the top of your head and put it near your mouth.
Oh, Lord. Get that out of your mouth. Don't put that in your mouth. That's not what he's saying. That's ridiculous. That's bad. That's bad. He'll mute you, honey. He'll mute you. He does it to us all the time. He'll mute you, Olive. He'll mute you. How's that, Bob? Is that better? Hey, Tom.
Okay. Could you explain to me about this little piece of stone, white stone, that show up on my bed? But the funny thing is, it was not on top of the bed.
White stone. So
I'm so ridiculous. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. He just laughs.
The white stone showed up in my face.
He laughs.
Can you tell me why the white stone showed up in my face? Okay, sorry, Ophelia. I just had to go up to you. I was a fucking idiot for 5 hours.
Who's the fucking idiot? He's been taking notes. So 17 years from now, he'll come back and go, this is the most, he'll put a little note in. This is the more ridiculous part. This is the next to the most, this is the most ridiculous part that's ever come. And Ion just keeps swatting it, just like, oh mama, get the hammer. There's a fly on the baby's head. Oh mama, get the hammer. There's a fly on the baby's head. Yeah, that sounded sort of like we're shooing flies with a hammer, so that's good. Okay, so let's go back to your stone and your face and your F-A-C-E, and every good boy does fine. There are lines and spaces within the white stone that don't apply to the face, your complexion, but they do to the F-A-C-E and notes. So go ahead.
Could you please explain? I don't get it.
Well, neither does Bob.
Start over again. The first question you had, ask it again.
Okay, the question I have is about the stone which I found on my bed, which is
not on top of the bed, but was underneath the bed sheet, one piece of white stone about 5 cm. Can you explain what it is?
It's a token. It's a token. It's her bed, Bob. It's a token.
Oh, bed.
It's a token.
Bed.
It's a token to remind you of what's coming. We put it there. Just hold it.
Yeah, I put it in a Ziploc.
Ziploc is good, but you can put it out to yourself. It's fine. It's fine. But it's just a small example. And what happens is on your face, it's F-A-C-E. Those are notes. If you play those notes around that little stone, it'll be fun. You'll have a bit of convergence. It'll be fun. Play that.
Okay. Let me put this way. When I raise it up in the light, it looks almost a heart shape. Oh, God.
Jebediah.
I'm not sure what it means.
Yeah. It's a pinhead.
May I know when I can have a private session with you?
Psyllium carbonate.
Yeah, you don't need it. You're doing good enough. Nobody's listening. It's already
you're doing
a private
good.
Session.
It's already recorded. This is already recorded. So you just re-listen to a recording anyway. So this is recorded live in front of a tape studio audience.
So, Ophelia, you're worried you can't discuss very intimate processes in your being because it's public, right? Well, get over that. We don't know who you are. No, nothing about you.
And if you say something personal that you don't like, just blow your brains out and your head will pop right back through and go bloop, and you'll go, oh, that really hurts. That really smart. Just blow your brains out and then do it again. And so you just keep doing it until you don't mind or you have a lobotomy. And if you have a lobotomy, you won't remember what you said and you won't believe it's you that you heard it when you heard it on the recording anyway. So it's all simple. It's simple and innocent at that point.
Yeah, Ophelia, let's
take the red pill. Take the red pill. Shut up.
You like the way I say that? Shut up, like a spinster. Okay, so Ophelia, let's rehearse this. What's the most embarrassing thing you can say about yourself? Let's run that by Aya, and you'll see how you survive the humiliation of it. All right? Consider this a private session. I'll mute everybody. They can't hear
me. Better not do us.
I won't mute Aya, but... It's a very private bubble I'm going to create. I can create a bubble so no one hears it. So just rest a second here.
That typically ends with fuck me hard in the watermelon hay. You know that.
Okay, I've set up the bubble, the Bucky Fuller dome, over...
No, the cone of silence between control and chaos. The dome of silence.
Cone of silence. So let's try this. Okay,
oh, okay. Let me ask you something else instead.
No, Ophelia, we want to have a private session. We're gonna do the porno version of the private session.
Well, that's right. You go ahead and go at it. We'll do it. This is fun. You're doing it to help Jermaine, so it'll be good.
Okay, then ask a very personal question.
Then I have to tell my dream.
Go into it.
Oh, my God.
What about your dream?
That is nothing. Okay.
Okay. Go.
Okay.
Ooh-wee. This sure am good, Bob. This sure am good. Yeah, boy. Hurry up, honey. We're going to have to go get a bath. We feel like we need a shower. We can't wash our hands. We're going to have to wash. And it's like, oh, we're verklempt over here.
Okay, in my slumber...
Ask a very personal question. Go ahead.
No, in my slumber, I was in a foreign land. As I walked, I noticed it's a new surrounding, and the people dressed differently.
They were Coathanites.
And I was like ascending along with those people to a place. Yes. Which looked like a...
To an orgy room, yes.
that's a this is sort of an opening,
and there's a red door. If you go through the red door, you're going in the red room. There was. It was open.
There's no door.
Okay, it was open.
As I was looking down, and I hear the people were saying that Holy One is here.
Did you have holes in you?
No.
Why would they say the Holy One is here? Did they shoot you?
No, yeah. I don't understand. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say. People are surrounding the whole place and queue up to meet Holy One. And I was up there, and I heard when Holy One turned his head and said, chosen one, come forward, like, you know, it's asking me to come forward. With that crowd, there's no way I can go through. And somehow, I was sort of levitate and was in front of him. And to me, it gestured as I touched his hand, and he listened, sort of flew together with me up, you know, and we were flying, you know. And I closed my eyes because it's so high up in the sky, you know. And he asked me not to be afraid. Open your eyes.
I always be nervous when they get you that high and they say, now this will only hurt for a minute. Don't believe that. Yeah.
Yeah, I opened my eyes and I looked out. It's so beautiful. I know it's very far, like up in the, as if you're in a plane, you know, when you look down the clouds and down.
Yeah, visually,
yes. Yeah, so it was a nice feeling. Then the next thing I know, after what he said, I was on ground again. And this time, I walk, and as I walk the same road, I met a lady, a very elegant-looking lady. And as I about to pass her, we meet eye to eye, and she looked at me. So I was wondering she must be looking at the watch, so I offered the watch. Then she sort of kind of snobbish and just walked away. Then I said to myself, I don't believe that. And I threw it way behind me, and I walked away, and she plunged into the puddle just to try to get my watch, you know. It's like throw away the time. I think so. I'm not sure. And next thing I know, I was walking to another place to look at another city. It looked like a city, but it was surrounded by walls. And there's a huge opening, like it's another dimension. As I enter, I saw a lot of people there. Some are suffering. Some are accepting the fact they're there. And
it was a parking lot at Chambord Castle.
Some are begging for help to take them out of the place. And then I say, oh, that is easy. Just walk out from the door. Why do you ask me?
Then red door. It was a red door.
And I turned around and saw there's no more door. It's surrounded by walls. And I say to myself, oh, my God. I wonder some of these people here say it's a trap. Then I remember the words from Holy One and say, reach out. All I have to do, reach out.
Effect or affect when you were reaching out?
I don't know.
Well, that's why we ask, because we're following along and we're trying to tell you the thing, and we got you all there, and it's like, right, guys, you okay, got it, good, and now we're there. Then you said that you went to reach out, and it affected you when you went to reach out.
I reached out, and I relaxed myself, and just reach out for some help, someone so-called.
You were trying to cause an affect. Because of your effect, you were trying to cause an affect. And so the connection then puts you back to the realm.
Yeah, I think so. And the door just opens up.
Guys.
Tell these people, you're free to go now. Go.
Yeah, you are. Eliza wants Bob to repeat your question, Alice.
Yeah.
No, she wants Bob to repeat your question. That would be great. Hey, Bob, come on. Eliza wants you to do something. Come on, Bob, do something.
What she was doing? She was at the Chambord Castle, and she was going to
parking
the orgy
lot,
room.
Parking lot.
And she got there. She got totally distracted by this other woman in the orgy room, and she was trying to learn how to nut. And she wants to know if she did nut.
Reaching from an apex to an apex, right? And then she went, and she was, messing with the coassinites again. Is that what you're saying?
Was she?
Nice. Well, all right, Eliza, what do you think? Is that it?
You're teaching us how to reach for the bottom. That's what you're doing.
Oh, it's a race. It's a race.
Reach for somebody's bottom.
The race for a ganglious mind. Yeah, the ganglious mind. Okay, then that's good. Okay, you got it, Bob? Got your notes?
I think the experiment worked. See, that you just told us humiliating dream and very embarrassing, and you survived it, and we got a few ideas from Ion. See? You don't need a private session. You just do it here on the show. And we want to thank you, Amelia.
And they sell Red Door at Nordstrom's.
We want to thank you, Ophelia, showing other people that they can have a private session right here, and no one knows.
It's so nice. It's so nice. See, it's good, because being strapped buck naked in front of everybody is not so bad if everybody else is naked, too. It's not so personal. We do it with boys, too, because when St. Germain, when Germaine gets on the line and we get to talk to her little fella, we won't let him say one word. We get strapped butt naked every time. It's the funniest thing. And he's got away now. He just comes and starts taking his clothes off. You don't got no choice. It's just so much fun. It's great fun.
Okay. So, very good, Ophelia. Is that enough for now? Or are you got another pressing question?
That was Jack.
Yeah, one
Jack.
That was
the naked Jack.
You'll see that in the archives.
Yeah, naked Jack. Okay.
Is Jim still alive?
Yes.
Please?
Yes, you may know, and yes, it is.
In Canada? Or borderline?
28.
What's 28, Aya? That's how old he is?
No, the answer to a question.
Ah, she didn't ask the question. What was the question? What would 28 be an answer for?
Yeah.
Where is he?
28. There is where he is.
That's where he is.
Where's that, Ion? 28. World 28?
No, she'll get it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's an address.
Thank you, Ion.
It's the magic of the tricky two.
Thank you, Ion. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Ophelia.
When you have dinner, eat dinner tonight. Are you going to eat dinner tonight?
Oh, yes.
What are you going to eat?
Yes, I will. I have no idea.
You know what pho is?
Come again.
What do you like pho?
Oh.
Yeah, what's that? Pho.
P-H-O. It's a soup. A sopa. It's a cellophane noodle soup.
Okay, excellent. Let's move on.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you like pho?
Yes.
Do you like shrimp?
Oh, yes, now you remind me. Can I put our angel on the prawn? The big prawn?
We finally got there, Bob. We got there.
We got the nut. He's nutting now.
We've got to get a bath after this. Oh, law, we have a clicked over here. We've got the vapors, Bob. We've got the vapors. It's terrible. So, what's going to happen now? Make that soup tonight for dinner. It'll be great.
Okay, good. All right, so we bring in Eliza.
Thank you.
And Madeline together. let's have Madeline and Eliza coordinate their investigations of whatever the issues are together.
Well, somebody better bring a cool compress for non-physical. That's all we can say.
Okay, Eliza and Madeline.
Don't forget Trevor.
Trevor, over in England? Who's Trevor?
He's on the Goober Snatcher.
Oh,
what's your damn show?
Great
don't
show.
You know?
I mean, what do you base this great show on? What is great about it, Trevor?
It's a really big shoe. It's a really big shoe. It's a really big shoe, Bob.
What is great? I mean,
yeah, name one thing.
Yeah, one thing.
We made olive nut. That was one good thing.
Ophelia. Olives? We made olive nuts?
That's what we...
What do you say, Carol?
That's what we call her, olive, because of Jean's cow. We call her olive last week. Why not?
Let's get Madeline and Ezekiel, and let's see if the two of them can merge. Yeah, that's my nickname for Eliza.
Well,
The Zika baby. There's a Zika baby. I believe the ears poking out, little eyes bulging. Nobody knows that Zika baby. It's just too much fun. You know, Zika stuff. It's fun.
Okay. I hadn't seen.
Like a deer that panted for water.
Ayan, when you said the Sistine Chapel, the two white stones that were missing, Bob took them. But if the Bob that
we did not say Bob took them, we said Bob had them in his library.
The Bob that we're talking to right now?
Our Bob don't talk. He speaks.
The Bob that we're speaking to, the spot that
we're not speaking to Bob, we only talk to Bob. He speaks back.
Hi, Ann.
Calcium chlorohydrate.
Okay. Let's go on to.
No. Don't leave. Don't go. You don't have to go. Bob didn't mean it. He'll take it back. Bob, take it back.
Bring it back, Bob.
No, he doesn't have to do that, because he's all that in a bag of chips. He doesn't have to do that. And besides that, that would require an action on Bob's part. He's not even going to get the mail. How in the world is he ever going to get something physically done outside of that? That's ridiculous. A fool's errand, as it were.
There's things that you say that Bob did them, and this Bob doesn't have any recollection of it, so I was wondering then which Bob...
Bob doesn't even know what the hell he ate this morning for breakfast. He just ate that counter for food. He has no clue what that even was. We pinned him on it because it's the same damn thing he eats every single day of his life already anyway, except for the popcorn and the pepper stuff and sometimes the lamb, but otherwise it's always the same. That's the only way he even gets what he even eats. Hey, Bob, did you go to the bathroom today? I don't know. I think so. Maybe. Probably. Do I care? Do we go to the bathroom? Yes, Bob. We go to the bathroom. Okay. Then he goes to the bathroom, but he's not going to know that. He can't go by that, for Pete's sake.
Okay.
Bob is on AutoWash. Bob is on AutoWash, so he can't use Bob.
But what are the two white stones doing in his library? I'd like to know.
Reclining? They are in a state of repose.
Do you know what Ion is talking about, Bob? Bob.
No, I don't know what he's talking about. I do not know Ezekiel. I do not know Zeke. Now it's Zeke.
So, well, Bob, we have some old eye blocks lying around in the garage.
Yeah, old little dead ones, yes.
No, that's exactly what Ian just said they're doing. They're in a state of repose. A state of rest.
That could be it. Yeah. I think we only have one, Carolyn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It might be another one. There might be two.
Like he's been out there to actually look. That's what's hysterical.
I ain't going out there to look.
Not unless there's a linen in the room.
Yeah, no wonder he can't remember because, but see, then he'd have to open the doorknob, and who knows where that doorknob's been. And now we're back to troubles.
I know, now that you created all these other worlds, he's got all these other worlds and dirt
to
worry about.
To claim, yeah, and he drags those home always. Yeah, that's no. We have to get the luminol so we can see what he's throwing from other worlds.
Okay.
Can you hear that wiggling sound? Can you hear the wiggling of my headset?
I do. Yes.
We hear it.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Okay, Ezekiel, come on, Ezekiel, get focused.
Okay, so I'm moving on to another topic.
Yes.
Are you completely sure you're through with that topic?
Well, do you want to? I'd like to know more about it. If there's more you want to say on it, I'm all open, Ion.
Well, it stays in the folds in Bob's library. It's not going to be moved. It's going to stay right there. Nobody's going to change them or move them, and that's what that is. And he's not giving them back. He's not putting them back. If you piss him off, he'll go get the rest of them, and the whole damn castle will fall down and go boom. Two castles aren't hanging around anymore anyway, and he doesn't really care because the taxes and the bat that he has to pay on that damn place is reprehensible anyway. So he may just plow it all up and sow it in peas. He can do that.
It's interesting that we were talking about this. Oh, yeah, I brought up the question last night. I started to watch the movie of Agony and Ecstasy with Michelangelo, but I'm going to finish it today. I'm just glad it was in color, Ion. I just want to say that. I'm so glad that movie was in color.
What you got against colors?
I'm glad it wasn't black and white.
Do they say black? We don't know. Sometimes it was, they used to call it black, and it was colored, and then it was nigger, and then it was not nigger. Now nigger is bad, and don't say white or cracker or black. We don't know. See, the PC keeps moving. So do you know what the PC thing to actually say is so that you want to be inclusive and not eliminate your listenership? Which word is the right word to say anymore? Because we don't know. We like all of them.
Well, The President's Wife by Irving Stone, when I looked that up, that was black and white. So I kind of like put that on the back burner to watch it some other time. But when I saw Of Agony and Ecstasy, I was like, oh, good. This one I can watch. It's colored. Okay, so the next topic I wanted to talk about was Henrico, Virginia, the place that most
next
of Jefferson...
Next thing you know, you're going to say the wrong thing again. You're going to get all stirred up, man. You're going to be ACLU. You're going to be at the pop again. You're going to have to eat them up, gobble them down, saying all this ridiculous stuff. Kids today, what are we going to do, Bob? What are we going to do?
I think they should be looking at the intention behind it, not just at the word being said. But it's a PC world, so...
Okay.
Henrico, Virginia, most of Jefferson's family settled there. What was it about Virginia or Henrico, Virginia, that attracted most of them to it?
That Cather Castle.
There's a castle in Virginia?
No, it's in France.
Spell it, the Cather,
C-A-T-H-A-R.
This castle is in France. How does that tie to Virginia?
Everything does.
Everything ties to Virginia. So there's a portal in the Cather Castle.
In the old department.
In the old, what's old department?
A-U-D-E.
Do you know what that is, Bob? Old department.
Chateau de Pierret.
And how does that tie to Virginia?
Now engaged.
Was there like a portal in other castles that,
what,
like the castle?
You think?
That just,
yeah, maybe.
Just confirming.
Yeah. Okay. Here you go. You ready? My name is No. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
33. 4. 68. 20. 81. 52.
It's interesting that you've been giving people numbers out. Can you tell me what they're for?
Do a reverse lookup on them.
Okay, I'll do that. When you are talking about Giza moving to the 33rd parallel, you asked which way would it be moving if it was to move to the 33rd parallel. It would be moving up north.
That's depending on where you are from. It's kind of like the Chateau de Latours.
And where's that chateau at?
Latours, en français.
Latours.
Oh, 22 Route de Four Chateau.
Did that?
11600 Latours, France.
Hey, Ayad, something interesting that I came across was that Christopher Branch, Jefferson's grandfather.
Yes, grandfather.
He is related to Henry II of England.
Of course.
And
we
Charlemagne.
You didn't discover that. We told you that. We put the damn coat of arms on the damn lucky goober snatcher. What do you mean you discovered that? We planted it out. Speak of mind. You noted what we told you, and now you're asking questions about it. Making like you start to sound like Bob. This isn't your show. This is Bob's show. Nothing good can be wrong unless Bob does it. You know that. How silly. You're going to get him crossed, and then nobody's going to have fun when Bob gets sideways. Are you crazy? Crazy.
But what was it about Sarah Almond? What is it about her that you can tell me my connection to her?
Nous avons pas encore l'occasion de la voir haute. Say that program.
Translation, please.
Étoile Michelin à pied de Rion.
It's not something to be overlaid by listeners right now?
Merci de votre visite à l'Argentan.
Okay. We'll come back to it. Yeah, we'll come back to it.
Yeah. And it's all hot again. We ain't even got a shower from the last time. Y'all just do terrible things to us.
Okay.
Hey, Eliza, how does the name Christopher Branch be, is Jefferson's father's name?
He didn't listen to last week's show. He took him with a nap.
No, he didn't.
You're getting 3.5 years.
I'll just write in Chris Branch related to Henry II. That's it. And everybody will know.
Christopher Branch is Thomas Jefferson's great-grandfather.
He's his own grandpa. Paul P.P.
Right. Father.
Christopher Branch.
Grandfather. Great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, yeah,
great-great-paw-paw-pee-pee, that's it, got it.
Peter Jefferson is his father, Thomas Jefferson II is Peter Jefferson's father, and then Thomas Jefferson Sr. is Thomas Jefferson's father, and then Christopher Branch Jr. with Sarah Almond Branch, they're the great-great-grandparents of Thomas Jefferson.
And they were from Ohio.
And they all settled in Henrico, Virginia. And Ian said, well, what I took from it was that the way they got to Virginia was through the Cather Castle in France. And there were other chateaus that they used, that they portaled from France
and other places to get to Virginia. Because, yeah. You know, there's the Virginia dynasty and all these big names, leaders, founding fathers of the U.S. that settle in Virginia. So that's the significance about that place.
Let's see your bet and raise your grand.
Okay, is that it, Liza? Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm good for now.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Ion.